Kiddushin Bay is continued by the Rosh Hashiva Gimel Cheshvan Hitov Shem Mem Hei, October 29, 1984, and Monday continued.
Let's say, Mibatsu Bay's up to 20. And then, when she was 20, she turned out she was determined as an islandess. So Rav says, since she was determined as an islandess, so she's not as dealing with my friend. In other words, because we know now that she wasn't able to produce this islandess. So we say, Loi Mitzvah Mafeya. And Shmuel says, we don't say, Loi Mitzvah Mafeya. So we say, Kotten Hoyo Beishish. That's a machlokes. Now, how do we pass them? Do we pass them like Rav? Do we pass them like Shmuel? So the Ramah passes like Rav. And the Rambam passes like Shmuel. The Bagos will take the Kamash. Because of the Rai, the Rambam says, the Zobel Oemus, the Zobel of the Katnus, in other words, the Ramban is directed against Abayis Teres, not Mar Barav Ashi. You see, according to Mar Barav Ashi, so the whole purpose of the Tzachosu of Yotzachim and Milim Vagos is to advise us that the father can still sell an island. According to Abaye, so the purpose of the Tzachosu is that even though she doesn't go out with Mishtisaires, she doesn't bring Mishtisaires, so she goes out with Bagos. So the Rabbi is the Kashi, he's over the Bagos, my Bible. So why does the Torah have to tell us that what do you mean with Bagos? At the age of 20, that she goes out. If he sold her when she was 11, while she was still a child. So Melee, so at the age of 17, there is already, she should go out, Mishin Shonet. Hoyet and Mishin, Ellen is of the law, Bastis Wolf. Show is a town. What we say? The Tzachosu tells us, according to Abaye, Yotzachino, Melee Bagos, that if he sold her while she was 15 years old, so by the time she becomes 20, it's not 6 years since he sold her, so she's 18 because of the Bagos, at the age of 20. Elis of Lobas's wolf, she is a tunnel, if she will be a shisaide, the yachts of the Bagos, she is not so, the Ramdom of the woman's that pay, that he sought, shall he be shisaide, Nasi Godwin Mafreya, here goes all the title, the Litavic, Boitas Hine, Bitoisab, so according to Rav, that when a bas at the age of 20 is established as an islandess, so then she becomes a delo since the age of 12. So why does the Torah have to tell us that if the father sold her at the age of 15, so then she goes out free? At the age of 20, when she's determined as an islandess and she becomes a vagrant, but if, according to Rav, so she's not as velo, umafreya, so that means that at the age of 15 she was already a vagrant, so the father couldn't have sold her anyway. Because she was not diktano anymore at that time. So Bishlin, according to Shmuel, who says that we do not say Zoyin Samafreya, so even if she turns out an islandess at the age of 20, so when does she become a Deo? At the age of 20. Not at the age of 12. So then we can understand that your philosophy is your Tzachino. That if he sold her at the age of 15, so at the age of 20 he goes out free, even though there hadn't been 6 years of services yet. But according to Rav, that if at the age of 20 she determined as an islandess, so then So then she's Nazis a Delo in Afreya. So at the age of 15, she was already a Delo. So he couldn't have sold her. So then, it's a going rules from Afreya. Then the whole Mecca, the whole saying was Bitoes. It's not trying to say the Torah says she goes out free. He has to return and make the money. So the father has to give back the money to the orphan, and the orphan has to give her the Maisir Dao, has to pay for the services. So the status is that when Rav says Nase Ayin is Mafreya, he doesn't mean Mafreya at the age from the age of 12, but it means from the time that she produced the Simon Ayas. So what do we see from this Rav? From this Rav we see, because in other words the question is, when Rav says Nase Dil Mafreya, what does it mean? Does it mean that since she was determined as an islandess, so then she becomes a Dilo with Shoni because she cannot produce money? Or since she was determined as an islandess, so she becomes a Dilo with the Simone Islands? So from the island we see that the pshat of Nase Dil Mafreya is not that she becomes a Dilo with Nirshani. Because if she would become a Dilo with Nirshani, she should become a Dilo as of the age of 12, not as of the time when she produced Simon Ayas. So in other words, the Ayachiti is that a Bas can become a Dilo through Shlisayas. And if she can produce Shlisayas, she's an Islandess, then she becomes a Dilo, not through the Simonim of Shlisayas, but she becomes a Dilo through the Simone Islandess. But Shmuel says, we do not say Nase Dil Mafreya. So let's say, suppose she produced the Simone Islandess at the age of 16. At the age of 16, she showed Simone Islandess. So then, according to Shmuel, she becomes a Dilo at the age of 20, because you do not say Dilo in Nase Dil Mafreya. So, but according to Rav, we say Dilo in Nase Dil Mafreya. So she becomes a Dilo through the Simone Islandess. And since the Simone Islandess she showed at the age of 16, some melee, that means that at the age of 16, 17, 18, some melee, that means she becomes a Dilo as of the age of when she produced the Simone Islandess. Some melee, we cannot say the whole Michilos Bitoes, because he sold her at the age of 15, at that time she hadn't produced the Simon Islands yet. This is the right text. And then the Ramban says, Yika Kush Yeles, the Rab Mishkahaslo, Yizabne Bites Yud Kishi Kano, Yotso Bishesh, Ukshi Yil Lechov. V'neida she ironis nasi dil mafreya. V'igloy milse she yodino lotzeis mibashti eschem shono umechzo. Why does the Ramban say that bashti eschem shono umechzo? If we say mafreya, so then she should become a dil of bashti eschem shono, not 12 and a half. The answer is because by bas we have katnus, we have Narus, and we have Barus. So first, she becomes a Dilo in Naro. Mashinkin by an Ironess, where she cannot become in Naro, So then she becomes a Deilo. She becomes a Deilo at the age, it's a bit Chiddush in the Ramban. She becomes a Deilo at the age of 12. And she becomes a Deilo at the age of 12 and a half. It's a bit Chiddush. But this is the Shita of Ramban. And Ioness does not become a Deilo at the age of 12. Because if she can produce money, so then she can become a Deilo at the age of 12. But since we have Vagus in the Bas also, so when she cannot produce the Silas, then she cannot even become a Deilo before the age of Vagus. It's a bit finished. So he says, the Vita Kushe lesson, the Rav Mishka Haslo, is Avna Vites Vyuki Shiktana, Yotsu Bishesh, Shigio Lichov, Nida Shiayones, Nasa Dilo Mafreya, Die Glorie Gurus ist schon so, wie man Lotz ist im Beispiel, das ist schon ein Lechzo. Nimmt so, gut so, ich lehase, wo man schoß ist in die Mitte. Jens, wir kriegen heute auch mal Rabashi, wo Nitzrich, 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 wo
Kann man bei so einem Tag die Tanne, die Idachische Schock, die war noch, wollen wir ein bisschen zu kriegen, die noch, die muss man aber da rock. In Kirche und Kirche, die kriegen wir in der Musat, die Test, das soll ich auch nehmen. So, und wo jetzt ist dieser Schock, auf die Kirche, die Kirche mit der, weil ich bin, so ein Reise, raises the question, why do we have to resolve to the Alfuse from Kirche Kirche? Without the Alfuse of Kirche Kirche, I could use the Nisha is meeting the guest through the Kawache, Umao no Vrio, she needs the Vrio. In other words, some Vrio is Kao, because in what way is a Vrio Kao? It does not have the Chumre. The effectiveness of being nikneh through beer. So beer does not have the chumre of being nikneh the beer. Still, it has the chumre of being nikneh the kesef. So a nisho that has the chumre of being nikneh the beer in din shetikneh the kesef. It's a kavochem. In other words, what is the cow and what is the chomer? So omovrio is the cow, because it's not so capable in being nikne. It's not capable of being nikne through beer. And isho is the chomer. It's more effective. It's more prone to be nikne, because it is nikne through beer. So if the cow, the less effective item on the real is nikne because so the homo, the more effective item, isho certainly should be nikne through kese. Through kese. So the more it says, the more it says, there is a pure kind of power. She nicknames the beer, she nicknames the kesset. So we have another example. A yvon that has the chumre of the nicknames the beer and still is not nicknames the kesset. So maybe Isho is also like yvon, even though it has the chumre of the nicknames. The beer, but the kesef, it's not it. So you have a beer kind of kalachim. Mayri vomei shechem niknes bishtach. Teima buzum she niknes bishtach. In other words, the vomei is not a beer. Because the vomei, we can say, there is a special deal sakosu by the vomei, that it can only be niknes beer. Behor, ayer,
There is no other way how she can be kiss. Not for kesef and not for shtar. So that's Yevomo is an exception. It's unique because there is especially the aloche in Yevomo that Yevomo Yobiel now. It can only be nikkis v'biyin, not for an alakim. Mashein came by Yisho, so you see that it can be nikkis v'biyin, and it's not that there is a special aloche by Yisho, only biyin, because it can be nikkis v'shtar also. The question is whether it can be nikkis v'kesef, so we can learn out with alochem there, hamomon v'rio, if the mon v'rio that is a less effective kiyin, is meekness, is less effective either. So is meekness because so Isha the more effective should certainly be meekness because Talmulina Kikachish. So the question is how long we call Asilo? So the Traise itself said that actually without the Yalfusel of Kirchhe we could learn out from Kalachimna because the Pirche is no Pirche. So maybe why do we have to resolve to Yalfuse of Tichat Tichot? Omar Abashe, we should meet on the Neyma, we call it the Dile Pirche. Heiche koma is a slow, no more of Rio. Malo no more of Rio, shakha yitz of the Kesef. Tenga vizu, sheino yitz of the Kesef. Sheino yitz of the Kesef. Now, so, in other words, there is a pirche on the Talmud. So Rashi explains it one way, and Tesis, it appears, explains it that way. According to Rashi, so the pirche is we cannot learn out from Mavrio, even though Mavrio is less miscal, is less effective in being Yitzneh than Tanisha. But we can say that perhaps someone real, even though it's not as effective in being making money as Isha, but someone real has a special reason as to why it's not the Kesef, because it's Yitzhak the Kesef also. So maybe that's the reason, because it's Yitzhak the Kesef. So it's also Mikneh the Kesef. That is how Rashi explains. Taisa says, oh, I've been in the middle of the Mishaish, the Yehu Mishaish. So according to Taisa, the Pirche does not consist in the fact that seeing someone real is Yehu Mishaish. So, analogously, I mean, it should be Yehu Mishaish. But we see that a Mavriya is unique. A Mavriya has its own meaning. Vagaya is Yehu Mishaish, the Yehu Mishaish. So maybe you cannot learn out from over here, because the Mavriya is something unique. It has its own peculiar halach. Not because, as Rashi explains, because since it's Yitzhak the Kesef, so maybe it's Yitzhak the Kesef. But because a Mavriya has its own peculiar halach. Right. Now let's see Rashi. Itani Maisal Noach. Yao for a big deal, mean Kesef, not for the time and the ticket. He can be she showed well. It's Riho a cost of get the pay to the ticket soon because of the poor boy. Well, he did not get the meeting Kesef with our head on wrongly or she meeting the deal in what for the relationship or any she possibly have meeting the Kesef to see the Kesef with us. Now, here there is again a difficulty in this Rashi. Rashi says, how do we know that a Mavriya is different from Kesef because of the posik of Kesef and Knossi? What does Tesef say? No Mavriya in the middle of the Tesef. You are a master, you call it in the field. But Mavriya not alone with Kamon, she is in Kesef with Hovra. And this is what the Nora says. Why does Rashi say, why does Rashi say the Kesef of Knossi? Now let's look at the Gemara that could help. So the Gemara says like this, that the reason is why I'm here is to just say we learn out from the hope. Now turn to the mission that we now are in place. And we even need to be tested with the Shlach. Mission. Then the Gemara says, and the given need to be tested in the world, Omar Kohl, we tested the Knoss. The one which needs to be tested, Ashkel and the possible test of Knoss, it deals with the Redeemer and Mika with the Chol, Ashkel and the Redeemer and Mika with the Chol, Hoyo with the Tion, the Kesset, Mika with the Sol in the world, Omar Kohl, we hope that the Mission grass will indeed, but the Hoffa is mentioned by Omar Kohl, Ashkan on the Rio, you mean she gets it with the Kesset, and the deal with Hora Makoki Moha or Hiro Yidro, the Rio, the Hot Shani Magazine will live here. So the Mother said explicitly that how do we know that the Mother of Rio is making the Kesset from the Posse of the Hokka? From the Posse of the Hokka. From the Posse of Hokka, so why was Kashi saying the Kesset with Kosse? So it's the differential more like this. Now, in order to answer this kasha against Rashi, we have to take notice of the very basic machlokes Hashem. Now, the Dibri or Nomor Pio is yated with the Oyen Kesset. What is the meaning of the Oyen Kesset? Let's say, the Dibri sold himself to the Oyen, or the father sold his daughter, the Omer of Rio, to the Oden, let's say, for 600 zuz. So that means 6 years, 600 zuz. So for every year, it's 100 zuz. Now, let's say, suppose that the Oden decides to release himself at the end of 2 years. So he says to the Oden, now listen, you gave me 600 zoos for 6 years. Now, so you are entitled to my services for 6 years to 600 zoos. Now you already had, at the end of 2 years, you already had my services for 2 years. So here you have 400 zoos. And let me go through. That's Gehoyen Kesset. Now, the question is this. This halacha that the Medina or Theo is yet Gehoyen Kesset, does it apply to every situation? Now, the Medina or Theo is Nikhil Kesset, Nikhil Shtar. So of course it goes without saying, if the Redeemer was acquired by the Oden through Kesset, and that was the Kesset king and the 600 Jews, so then we can create a Oden Kesset. In other words, the Kesset king was 600 Jews for 6 years, at the end of 2 years, so he gives the Oden 400 Jews, and he's eating of it. But suppose the Kinyan, the Oden acquired the Medivri not through Kesset, but through Shtar. He's making the Shtar also. In other words, the Ebed wrote his Shtar to the Oden, that he's marking himself as an Ebed to the Oden. Can he be eating the Oden Kesset or not? So at that point, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Ravina. Now, this is what we mentioned on the Tamshi. But the Rashi mentions on the Tamshi. Turn to the same one that we Dara Limit. And they didn't need to be Keset in the order. Oma Kwon, we Keset in the Knosset. We Lamu, Chenatko, we Keset in the order. Ask to come in the Dibri, and in Kali, we Tokom. Hoyo, we hope, we only be Keset. Minkal in this oil in the Lord. Oma Kwon, Ki Mocha Lohom. Achicho Yivri o Yivri o Vavot Hoshe Shami Makish Yivri o Yivri o Makish Yivri o Yivri o Ashkechon Yeh So Oma Kodi Hodo Lamu Chimigras Bidin o Yivri So look at the Rashi Chimigras Bidin You see the Nivdo Mashma Vihodo שהפעות היא נשאיר על בדיין אבל הוא בכסף תהיו לו את חומר בידום ממי בידוי מי בידוי so מה שעשה זה emphasize in other words that the business why he can get his own כסף because he was nicknamed the כסף the implication being to suppose he will not be nicknamed the כסף he will be nicknamed the שטר so then there is no more כסף That's how Rashi applies. And it's not my implication. I would say, I mean, maybe you can be the explanation of Rashi. But the Rashi is indicted from the Rashi. I wouldn't come to the conclusion on the basis of that Rashi. But the Rashi is indicted from Rashi's Loshi that when he's in a deeply hated going to accept, only if he was weak to accept. But if he wasn't rich the full keset, then in the degree he cannot be eight in the only keset. Now let's turn to Rashi, to the Shabbat.
So she's kinyat, so kach nikhnes b'kesef.
Kach mitzvah in this. Kach mitzvah in this. So, but, even Rabbi Tam, the Rashbo, they emphasize, the Dilma di Shtoro Kono, the Nosam Kesed di Tiras Domi. The Nosam Kesed di Tiras Domi. The Tiras Domi. The implication being that only when there is L'chol HaPochas Kesed Peroyim, then there is Yoroyim Kesed. But suppose there is no Kesed Peroyim here. Now, in the Vio, the Levitin is reaching the Shtar, so there doesn't have to be Kesed Peroyim. He can be given away from Matonet to. Suppose the father decides, for some inexplicable reason, to give way the daughter as an free or to the organ, it's just not fun. Why should we do that? Decided it. So, it's also the case. There's a lohe, the dafti, the mechile, the matona also. So, there is no case of the world. So, it appears on the Washington Barrage Board that even according to Rabbi Tam, So, in case when there is no Kesed Peroyim, there is no Yoroyim Kesed Peroyim. And the machleket between Rashi and Rabbi Tam is that according to Rashi, even if there is Kesed Peroyim, but if the Kiyan was not for Kesed, the Kiyan was for Shtar, so then there is no Yoroyim, he'd see the Yoroyim Kesed. Because the Yoroyim has to be take place on the basis of the Kesed Kiyan. From the Tana, even the Kiyan is for Shtar. But there is Kesed Domen, Kesed Doi, so the Yoroyim can be based upon the Kesed Doi. But suppose there is no Kesed Doi, there is no base upon which to determine the Yoroyim Kesed. Yoroyim Kesed. However, the taste is really not for Falle in Yushin. Israel. And there is one strange thing in the thesis, because here at Rashbo, which is the name of Rabbi Tam, the Rabbi Tam is very Tanash, and Rabbi Tam holds that even if the Yom Kippur is not lifted through Kesetim, so there is still Yitzir the Kesetim. And if it is a mentions the name of the town, then the township is like Rashi's. That when is the Yitzhak, the Kesed Yoreim, the Yoreim Kesed. Because since he is not nicknames. The Khinama and Nikhim Bishtar Belosha gain Mocha Oves Pity Bishtar, the Wikibu Kesa. The Oxidi Hogd of the Lamish and Raspi Dinam Yates, the Nakis in the Hosom Shinikin Kesa. All the Mashma Nikhim Kesa Yates in Kesa. Abba Mishtar Yates in Kesa. These are the Baitan Hamikin Bishtar Yates in Kesa. In a high hope of my Shinikin Bishtar, I'm the Kesa in all the Nikhim, and the Balko, Balkocho, Heinis Lorenz, it's blurred here, I mean. Eche de kilo vio keset in grass. Eche de kilo maira. Vein nirali. So he mentions, in the name of Ametam, Rashi. Just the reverse of what I have quoted in there. Nearly lay much, you should eat in the star in the dark. The whole man is a little bit in the dark. The king is asking the son in the day in the own kesset. The Balkor can have the own kesset and pull the coat. They eat in the kesset, they eat in the star. These are the other bad time in the kesset. How will we miss the hoche? By eating in the kesset, it's the own kesset. And the tunnel, the own kesset stand. Shman not a vile coin. Then I'm looking to guess it, then I'm looking to start. The loin boy, I'm looking to start. The zoka for moy soil. The alvoy, she needs in loin guess it. Needless to mention, in the case where king and was the star, but there was a story, because he was mishired himself, let's say 600 zoos, to give to the heaven, or to the father. So then there is the oil kesset, because then you can be nidara from the kesset to oil. But even further, alakiru hikneri oves hikri vishtar bimatone, the rocha of the kabul menudon, yeitz bi oil kesset, shakirim sheizik sotero lotzit bipidien, mali bimecha mali matone. So we have finished this machine. We have the shite of Rashi that the oil kesset is only shayach when the king and when she the oil kriya or the delivery is the nitris of kesset. But if the oil kriya or the delivery is nitris of shtar, so then there is no one to tear the onus. Then we have the shita that Rashba mentioned in the name of Ametam, that even if the kinyan is ushtar, as long as there is kesset done to serve as a base from which to do the garam kesset, so then there is a tear the onus. But suppose there is no kesset done altogether. Suppose the father gave the word of Maxwell, the daughter, to the Rodin, the Matone, of the Shtar, so there is no base from which to be Nidara, from what will be Nidara. Then the Shitan thesis read that even if there is no Kesset Domin altogether, he gave, if the delivery was Maxwell himself, the Matone, to the Rodin. Or the father was making the bus to the Odin Matone, there is still the content. Now, what will serve as a base? From what will be made up? So it goes without saying. In other words, we just determine what is the price of the medal for 6 years. What is the purchase price? All right, the medal gave himself away now. Okay, but suppose he wouldn't want to sell himself, to give himself away, matter. So then there's a certain price, and if the price, the current price is 600 Jews, then the 600 Jews will serve as a base. Whether the Odin, whether the Odin gave 600 Jews to the Ebbe or to the father or not. So we have three sheets, some very red. We have to say, now, the question was raised against Rashi.
Before we go to the pages.
Because of Rahmono, Yotzofino. Because of Rahmono, Yotzofino, Avamine, Yav, Yuday, Yidashke, Have a Bushe. Because of Rahmono, Yika, Yotzika. Because if the Torah had just mentioned the Alfuse of Chiche, so I would know that the Nisha is the Rebbe in Kessel. But I would say that the Dushi, that the Baal gives the Naro or the Tano belongs to her. Because Rahman of Yotzachino, in a way that the Keser Dushi belongs to the father. In Keser Bodhisea, but in Keser Bodnach. Because Rahman of Yotzachino, so I am in a Echid Yael in a year in the day, in the dash day, have the Dushi. Because Rahman of Yotzachino, necessary the pasuk of Kinitach to tell us that Nosnohi is not good. What, why do we need it? So that's the discussion. Okay. Okay. Tame a king being a kodach in Kinitach, also the name of Shihilo is a kacheno. Because the Torah mentions it explicitly, I'm not learning the tastes because we have to go over the tastes I'm using more. Because these tastes are not just expressive of certain kashas. I mean, it's the pshat. It relates to the pshat and the Gemara's. Now, how does Rashi explain that if the Torah had written the Yotzer Chinom in Kesef, then I would know that the Nisho is in the Geshet Kesef, and the Tamar and Naro is also in the Geshet Kesef, and the Kesef belongs to the father? What I would say, that if the Isha, the way Rashi explained, gives the kesef to the Baal, so she's also. So that's why the Torah had to mention Kinikach Ulikisikach. In other words, the Baal has to be in Kaddish. The woman cannot be in Kaddish. It's very strange according to Rashi. So, if the Torah didn't say Kinikach, then I would say, like the women rivers today, that the woman gives the kesef to the Baal. And we have to resort to the officer of the Zereshovah, because if without the Zereshovah, I would say, in case of Kedushin Bibiye, so then there is a lot of Kinikach with Kisikach. But in case of Kedushin Kesef, not. That's why we have to resort to the Zereshovah of Kicha in the end. That's how Rashi explains. Here we are going to be in the day, the not the day. Here is the Kitras. We are learning the things of Shloi Kisikach. So without the Zasakosum of Yikach, I would say that the Ish can say to the Ish, Hare Atom Mikudesh. Because Shari Ish in Neifi Roshi Kibushi, Shilesa Bikachi Shon Roshi. How is the child? I mean, without any Zasakosum. How is the child to say Harei Ak Mikudesh? We know without the Zasakosum of Kinikach Ulikisikach, we know that in a Torah a man is allowed to marry more than one woman. So by marrying one woman, he does not become Osir to marry another woman. So how can we say, how can you have yourself lighter that the Ish can say to the Ish, I am Kurdish. Yam Kurdish. What does it mean, Kurdish? You will not be allowed to marry somebody else. He's still allowed without the positive of the Kurdish. He is reborn. She marries Arayan Kurdish. It's all for him now. The other day, love that kid. She are a real Mikabu Akush. And when it's a lay now, be Omo. In other words, I would say, of course, no sun, no snow, even without Yikach Leiki Sikach. So, I don't know if it's not good. Because who is the Makhne, who is the King of Yishin? The Yishin is the Makhne. Because she becomes the Kodesh to him, not that he becomes the Kodesh to her. So, in all King and Kesef King, so who gives the Kesef? The King gives the Kesef. Not the Makhne. The King gives the Kesef. Some melee, here too, the Baal is king her, she becomes gracious to him. So he's king her, some melee, he has to give the kesset. But without Yikach Leiki Sikach, then I would say that in the case of Lo Samhu, the Omrohi, and what is the Omrohi? The Omrohi is not Hariyatom Mikudeshi, but Hariyamim Mikudeshes Lecho is good. So, Kamashnulom Kiyikach Rekisikach, that Lo Samhu, the Omrohi, even though she said the proper thing, she said Hariyamim Mikudeshes Lecho, not a Riyatom Kudeshi. So the Kudeshi is not. Now, in the world of God, there are two Rishis. Now here there is a Sophie. In the case of Moscow, who is the young boy, whether she is the Kodeshes or she is not the Kodeshes. And she has a Cheskas Pnuye. So in the Raise, we rely on the Cheskas Pnuye and we say that she is not the Kodeshes. And she doesn't need to get in the Raise. Because in the Raise, we rely on Chazot. But in the Rabbanon, we don't rely on Chazot. So that's why the Gemara says, Chayshim Rabbanon. But actually, it's a subject in the Raise. But in the Raise, we rely on Chazoke, Cheskas Pnuye. So she doesn't need it yet. In the Rabbanon, she requires it. This is the Rabbanon's Pshat. The Litva says, no, the Pshat of Hashim in the Rabbanon is, because even in one of the second Rosh, in the Raise, no Sambu, the Omrohi, so it's no, it's not valid in the Raise. Because of Kinika, Kuroikisika. And the Amir of Ariat and Kudeshisri is an integral part of the Sambushi. So even according to the second Rosh, with the Raise, the Kedushin is not hallowed yet. But with the Rabboron it's a subject. Maybe the Chumra it's hallowed. With the Rabboron it's hallowed, the Chumra. So that's why the Gemara says the Hashim Rabbah. So we have to say that Tesis will explain the Gemara. Tesis will explain the Gemara like a Ritva. He couldn't explain the Gemara like Ram, because then the Gemara would be difficult. How can the Gemara say that without Kinikah or Kisikah, then I would say that no son who, the Om Rohi, Harei, Amin Kudeshes for him. So it's good, Komashman or Kinikah or Kisikah, it's not good. But it's a certain Raisa whether it's good or it's not. How about the alternative that it is good? But if basis explains the law like a bit more, then there is no difficulty in the pshat, because according to the first lotion, so even the Rabbanon the Kedushin doesn't require it yet by Nosan Kudlom. According to the second lotion, so the Rabbanon should require it again by Nosan Kudlom. But in the Raise, even according to the second lotion, she doesn't require it yet. So why? Because of Kinika, Kinikisika, and the Amire. The sin of the resolution is an integral the indication, the gildas that he's giving, the case of the resolution, is an integral part of the Maishak. Alright.
Even though there is a clear.
But except for Nido, so the Klal is, the Dushi is not even Chayavis. Chayav Lavu, it is his. Now, so naturally, Dushi is not even in Nishishish. Because Nishishish is a thing that involves Mrs. Best and it covers. For the same reason that Dushi is not even in Bachese, the email, the detail, so Dushi is not even in Nishishish. But we can visualize the Nishishish for whom, connection with whom there is no Achilfas. Let's say Chetzer Shifcha, the Chetzer Basher, Hamuneses Levin. So if somebody is poor, and the Chetzer Shifcha Rufa, Chetzer Shifcha, the Chetzer Basher, Hamuneses Levin. So the Loch is, she, Shifcha Rufa is Hayem is Monkes, and he brings a call. There is no cause. Now, suppose in the Dibri was Mikadei, she had to shift for the Hetzer Basala. So the Dushin is hard, but there is no is a cause. Then another man came and said, I give a keset, Mikaito, and said, I have the best. Is the Dushin hard or the Dushin is not? So there is a machlekes at that point between the Avnuim and the Pnei Yeshua. The Avnuim says, in this particular case, the Dushin is hard. But we have a cloud that Dushin is not hard in the Shish. So the Avnuim says, of course, in the Shish, Dushin is not hard. Because there is a misaccord. But Chetze Shifkol, Chetze Basferim, and the rest of the Hebrew, she is a Nishishish. She is Kudeshes to the Eretz. But there is no Issachores, so Mele Dushin Yisrael. The Pnei Yeshua is here. The Pnei Yeshua says, when do we have to resort to Issachores? It's a Tabeachim say, Ine, Bite, Darai Shabatim. Mashein Kei. So she is not coming to anybody else. Even if there hadn't been a Nisakoras in Nishishish, Dushi couldn't be taken as Nishishish. Because what does Nishishish mean? By definition, apart from the Issa of Rishino, for which there is a few of Issa and a few of God, apart from the Issa of Baal Nishishish, Nishishish by definition means she is Knuyo to the husband. So how can she become Knuyo to another husband? She's already Knuyo, apart from the Issa. So we have the Machlokes. Because of the kinyan issues that the husband has, so merely there is no possibility that she should become the dishes to another husband. Say, Hare Atom Kudeshi. But everybody knows, without kikach lo yisikach, that the man is allowed to take another woman. The man is allowed to take another woman. The answer is, according to Rashi, Rashi agrees with the shita of Bnei Yehoshua, that as far as a mishishish is concerned, so even without this cause, and even there had been no Issa of mishishish out there, even there hadn't been an Issa of mishishish, so Dushin could not be taken in a mishishish, in a woman that is already in Kodesh, because she is already knuyo to her husband. So mele, true, there is no of, I will use an expression that was coined by Arafutna Zachim Ruach. In another sense, Arafutna said, you know, there are certain husbands who are very subservient to their wives. There are certain husbands. So, Rav Huttner said about a prominent person who was a well-known, a very educated person, and he was well-known in the Jewish community. So he said that his wife is not an Ishishish, but he is an Ishishish. He said, "Bidah." So in other words, without the of Kihika, Loiki Sika. So Rashi says, then I could hear myself that I thought that a husband can be an Ishages. He can become Kolo, Mikudesh to the wife. How do you know that? Because of Kihika, Loiki Sika. But if there hadn't been a Zerasakosu of Kihika, Loiki Sika, then I could say that a husband could be kono to the wife. Now, in the husband, to suppose there had been no exas because of kiyakwekisika, then a husband could be kono to the wife. How? By the wife being mikadesh the husband, and by the wife saying to the husband, tarei adam kodesh, I hope that nobody will say my name, but I said that he should. So then, without the cause of Gita, Rashi says, the wife could say to the husband, Harei Atom Kudish. So then the husband would become Nishaches. He would become Mikudesh to the husband. He would become himself. He would become Mikudesh to the wife. He would become Mikudesh to the wife. But the husband would still be allowed to take another woman. I mean, there wouldn't be a Nisa. Of course, there would be a Nisa, even according to Rashi. But Rashi Shiti is that without a cause of Kikah, we can see that even though there is no Nisa of a husband who is coming to a wife to marry another woman, but Dushin wouldn't be taken. Dushi wouldn't be tapis. Why? Because he is already come to this woman. So he couldn't be Mikavish another woman. He couldn't be Mikavish another woman. In other words, maybe he could be Mikavish another woman. So, but he couldn't be Mikudesh to another woman. He couldn't be Mikudesh another woman. Now, I mean, I don't want to raise the question, maybe he could be Mikadosh other women, the other women would be Mikudosh to him. I mean, yeah, he couldn't be Mikudosh to the other woman. I mean, maybe the other woman could be Mikudosh to him, but he couldn't be Mikudosh to another woman. Because of the same way as that Yeshua says, that once a woman is knuyo to one husband, without any issues, she could not become kodeshes to another. So here too, the husband could not be mikudesh, could not marry another woman because he's already Mekudesh one woman. How could he become Mekudesh to another woman? Even though there is no Issa. But of course, so that would mean that he would be yourself to marry another woman because of the Issa of Ponad Balafuyas, so then it would be Biasnus. But there wouldn't be any Issa. There wouldn't be any Issa of Elbow, you know. The Issa of Elbow there wouldn't be. But still, without Ikahuikisikah, I could say that the husband could become Mekudesh Bish. That's Rashi. So Rashi Shita is like the Yeshua. Rashi Shita is like the Yeshua. And Tesis apparently, Tesis is like that one. So that's why Tesis says, how is a child to say Mekudesh Bish? What's the effect of Mekudesh Bish? What? It should be yourself. But everybody knows that the husband is allowed to take another woman, you see. So there is no Israel of a husband who is foolish to a woman to take another woman. So mainly, how is the Shaykh to say, Harei Atom Kudesh?
If you make beer in Omovrio, it would be as loose.
How is it shaykh? Being shaykh in being king of kinyanishis, in acquiring the kinyanishis, in marital, kinyanishis. So, vayishe, so it doesn't mean that ishe is mocham. Ishe, the kinyan is the kinyanishis. So, mele, the shaykh to be king of kinyan. But the Mufriya is a Kiyan Momay. So how is the Chayach to become a full B.A.? It's a Kiyan Momay. How is the Chayach to become a full B.A.? So it's not a question of Chumra and Kule. It's not that Mufriya does not have the Chumra that he shares. By Isha, the Kiyan is a Kiyan Misha, so maybe can be a full B.A. By Mufriya, the Kiyan is a Kiyan Momay. So maybe it's not Chayach. That's the Ramban's question. So the Ramban says two things. Ramban has two issues. Ramban will see them in the Russian Ramban. I don't want to go over every word in the Ramban because that too will take up too much time. What Teretz in the Ramban is that here the second Teretz, the second, I'll just mention first the second Russian Ramban. The second Russian Ramban is that the Gemara doesn't really mean Kalkhena. The Gemara means the Bamanutim. Not the Kalkhena. Not the Kalkhena. The Gemara means the Bamanutim. Why did the Gemara mention Kalkhena? Why did the cash? The Gemara means the Bamanutim. In other words, he said, Umam or just as a Mavriya. It's not Nikrin B.A., but because if it is Nikne, so this too, it's not Gora just because it's Nikrin B.A. So why should the same Kiyan that applies to Mavri or Kese apply to Isha too, just because it's Nikrin B.A., so it should be Yahua? But Gemara means Ibam Ritzin. The first Lashon in the Ramban is the Gemara means Ibam Ritzin. Now the question is, Ramban himself pointed out, it's not Chayach to say he approved the Chumrah. It's not the Kiyanishis. As a matter of fact, the Gemara itself says, Malom Ebarim, Uba Alom, Rami Shemitin Yibiyah, Alibiyah, Umayi Rami Shemitin Yibiyah, Shemitin Yibiyah, Yushin Yibiyah, Shemitin Yibiyah, Shemitin Yibiyah, say Omovriyo Techiach because Omovriyo is Inti Yonu Shemishes. Here the Gemara says, in other words, that we cannot use Omovriyo as a Piyach, but it's mentioned, that Svore is mentioned by the Gemara. It's not a question of Kule and Chome. Now, the Rashbo and this Gemara Esikash why does Gemara say Malom of Yoshinki on the Shemishes? The Rabbah of Rabbis the Rabbi the home the Dushin of Shem Mois of Shem is the Dushin. So in other words the Paschal of the Rabbah of Rabbis so if the Odin so before the end of the 6 years so decides to marry Domo Rio, so then he can encourage her with the voice that the Odin gave the Av at the time of the birth. And the Gemara says in Dushin further that the voice, whenever the father sells the daughter to the Odin, so then it's like someone who is Mikavish and Misho and he gives the Kesef and he says to her, Hariyat Mikadeshes Lumar, Kesef Zeh, Me'achshav la'chashlishi. So in other words, it's a chaleis, and the chaleis hakdusha takes place at the time of the mechir. It's like me'achshav la'chashlishi. I mean, it's a moment. More about confessing the faiths. The second line. Tana Rabbah, Kates at Mitzvah's Yud, Eimelo between Shnai, Hareyat and Dudeshisri, Hareyat and Oresisri, Hashim the same shade, that was some of the Shia Sahama. The name was in Agishus, the name was in Ashikus. The basic Rabbi Eimelo. In the issue of the empty lasses in the Shabbat, in the dishes. In love, in the dishes. But this one really holds that Moe Sarushim is love with Hashem. Moshe Leim El Yisho is catching in the Akshav Lacha Shlechimei. Ugoa Hav Kitcha Vesech Shlechimei. Shem Kudesh is Kodesh. Moshe Lema. Shem Moshe Rabbi Yisrael Gile Olu Yeshu is Yen Vlasin in the Shabbat, in the dishes. In love, Loi. So the Dushi takes place only at the end, when he's Yaira, not him afraid. Oma, Rabachat, Reuter, Robbe, Moshe, Rabbo, Pshit, Mao, the team, Holy Roma, Way, Meacho, Komash, Rabbo. Then, it's considered as if he said, Meacho, Bolachas, Rishim. Meato, Nishalu, Ibrine, Bolachas, Rishim. In other words, so it's a Halais. Now, the time points out in the Sefer, it doesn't mean that, let's say, if somebody sells his daughter to the order, and then the order decides, let's say, at the end of the 6 years from the Yair, that means that she was never a normal real, it's a very Muslim Afreya. She was always the wife of the husband, and she was never known of me. That's not a pshat. It means that insofar as the Das Makhle is concerned, so the Chaleis took place at the time of the Mechir, if ultimately it's Miyaya. But when does she become his wife? At the time of Yil. Not with him Makhleya, she is his wife. So that's the motion of Miyachshav La'chashleishimei. So that means that the Chaleis begins right now. But when will she become his wife? La'chashleishimei. That's La'cha Yud. So the Kashua is the Kashi in this Gemara. How does Gemara say? Ma'alam ha'udyoshim k'yom yishimishay. But we pass for like Nabura from this day. So it says, Moyis HaMashem is HaDushim. And suppose, if the Aloha had been, that's in the case where the Yud is for Kesef. But suppose the Aloha had been that we can cane her to be then, so the Pio HaMashem, if the Aloha had been that no Pio is for Kesef, is for Kesef. Suppose the Aloha had been in for Kesef. So, Then, later on, the Odin would decide to be Yaya. So it would be, if Loi Yusuf Mafreya, that she becomes the Kodesh's thing to the original being. In the same way as when the Kinyan is the Kesef. So it is a Kinyan changes. Why does the Gemara say, Sheikh Kinyan changes? So the Rashbam gives a very simple Teretz, because it's not a certainty. Of course, it's contingent. In other words, it's contingent upon the ultimate decision by the Lord. If the Lord ultimately decides to be Mikadosh and Yayit her, then it's a great rule from Afreya that the Kesef was given to the Rishon. And if the Lord had been she's Mikdash the B.A., so then it would be great rule from Afreya that the B.A. was the Shemidush. Not the Diasmus. But suppose the Odin ultimately decides not to be the Yaya, so then the Kesef is not the Diasmus. The Kesef is the Diasmus. Kesef, King and Roman Andreo. And the B.A. would be the Diasmus. So maybe that's what the morning means. Tina, Malam Rio, Shempion the Shemiches, it's not a certainty. Tina Busu, Shempion the Shemiches, without any shadow, without the Shemiches. Here, it's a subject. Maybe it will turn out to be the Shemiches. But maybe not. Some Mele, shot in the first washing around Bani's, that it is a Kalachemina. But, in other words, let's say the aloha is mal mutriyah, since she meets the people. In other words, the aloha is suppose he was born, and then at the end he decides to be yayda. So then he cannot be yayda and say that the original being, I mean, she became his wife. Now, food of the human being, because it's not good in the kesef. So, mele, that means there is a certain kule in a monogamy. Because even when it turns out that he does the either again, he decides to marry her, so still, if there is no kesef, so then she's not good. She's not good. So, mele, we can say it out. The second motion is, no, we cannot use Kalachemia. But, why can't we use Kalachemia? Because it's not the omniscientious, it's not the certainty with the kinnish. Because it's contingent upon the ultimate decision, upon the ultimate decision by God. Alright, so, this is how we have to explain the more. If we assume that the more means a kawakhenda, so the more means umao, more priyoshi and mitnes. Even if ultimately the order decides to be yaya, so still, we cannot say going into Mafreya that she is in Kudeshes now to him, to the original being, because the aloha is that the more priyo is not mitnes, the more priyo is not mitnes the being. Amorvio is not weakness. Is not weakness to be Amorvio. So, still, it is Mikhele Kesef, so Ishe, where the He and Ishe, so be a leader, is more humble, so certainly the He and Kesef should be there. It's a common question. Now, from tasteless, it's mashma. Fantasius is mashma that he doesn't mean that because of the initiate, because of Moise of Shem institution. Because Fantasius says, Hoadim, Hoadimita, Shechayetz of the Sheikh, the Yedo of the Simone, the Nihal and Nisha, Tilchel, the Shaikh, the Abdishik, the Knives, the Abdishik, the Knives, the Abdishik, the Knives, the Abdishik, the Knives, the Shaikh, the Pilchel, the Simone, the Sheikh, the Knives. In other words, Esau says that the Lord could have mentioned the same Kalvachim of Hashem Mines, then certainly not Hashem Mines. So the question is, how can you learn out Kalvachim? I mean, of course, Shifat Mines is not the Kalvachim. Because it would be a Diaznus. It would be my Sabele and the Diaznus. So how could it became? How could it became? the machne is the kasha. To formulate the kasha that way, he says, according to Rabbi, that Kol Yisrael Rachmanu Lisavi, Kol Yisrael Rachmanu Lisavi, the Ovid of Nehame. So how could the Gemara say Kalchina from Shifat Mainz, Mashifat Mainz, that he's not with his beer? So it's kav. Some may lead him to the keser. So he said it's kavu. Nikkei the certain machine. But how could the Shifat Mainz be nikkei the keser? I'm sorry, nikkei the beer. It's there's an issue of Shifat Mainz of the Tzei Deisha. So it's called Yisrael Rachman Risabit Yovid Manu, but we doubt it because of that. I mean, whether we say called Yisrael Rachman Risabit Yovid Manu or Nehame, it doesn't make any difference. How could that be mentioned as a Kule? I mean, it's not a Kianish. So how do stasis understand the Kule? What kind of a Kule is that? The Dapri of